unbelievable atmosphere, but it was mainly for the opposition, India, last night. It was incredible, and I'm sure the experience for the Australians was a little bit strange, but they got the job done and done well. Well done, Davey Warner.
Thanks. How are you, lads?
Yeah, good, mate. Big win. Big win. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, fantastic. Obviously, it's good to get off to a good start, but look, we'll talk about pushing 350, 360, and we thought, from where we were, we're probably 30 short of where we could have been. But look, we've got a great platform set there by the batters, and then the bowlers came out and did their job. A few wobbly boots early on, but look, we've got the job done.
There was a bit of pace and a bit of swing early on, which made it hard going, Dave, for yourself and Aaron Finch.
Yeah, it was, in the middle of the wicket, it was quite a little bit too paced. There was a little bit of swing, yeah, and look, we managed to get on with it. The boys said the wicket slowed up a fair bit once the ball got a bit older.
Yeah.
And it made it a bit hard to hit the change of pace deliveries, but look, we got the job done.
Yeah, mate, can I ask you, were you over-pumped? I said when the camera came past and you were singing the national anthem, mate, you were in the zone. You were really belting it out. And I just wonder whether you had a lot of that nervous energy.
No, it wasn't nervous energy. It was more my mean business face. Now you've got to put that kind of, look on sometimes. But no, look, every time if you watch me and Aaron Finch when we're standing next to each other, we always pump it out. You've got to sing it loud and proud.
Yeah, you did, mate. It was amazing.
And, mate, Dave, I know you'd want a big score, particularly one in the final. How do you feel like you're going?
I feel like I'm hitting the ball as good as I have all summer. It's just, those little things, those little, easy outs that are, causing a little bit of a stir in my mind. As we've spoken about before, it's not great to have big edges sometimes. But look, I've every time I've come in, I've looked $1 million, I've hit every ball at the middle, and I just got to find that way to get past that 10 overs and be clinical and bat deep.
And that's what Finchie did. He came into the game with not as many runs, Dave, and probably a form line that was not great, but he turned things around yesterday. He didn't get the fluency, but he got 81, and it was an important hand.
Yeah, look, me and Finch know firsthand if me and him are set and we're there until the power play, that's fantastic for us. And, we've spoken about it. If we're not getting off to a floor or if we're not, we'll sort of dig deep and not throw it away, because wickets in hand at the end in this game is very crucial.
That was a beautiful little innings from Mitchell Johnson, which gave you a bit of breathing space and added some extra pressure on India when they came out to bat, Dave.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people would know that, your last two overs, if you can get 20 or 30 off it as a batting unit, it's fantastic. But as a bowling unit, you almost feel that little bit of added pressure, whether it's 270, 280, and then you get 300 or you get 300 plus. So, that little added bonus there for us was fantastic. And we know what Mitchell Johnson's like. And as we say, we bat to 11.
Mate, Smithy continues to not get better. He just continues the form line.
Yeah, exactly. He's playing fantastic cricket at the moment. And now he's batting on a different surface to every single person out there. But look, there was a period there for a couple of innings where, he got bowled around his legs and he got LB. And I think he was a little bit worried. And I think he shortened his step from leg stump across, which is fantastic. And it's great to see him work out that little pattern there, because I think some of us were a little bit worried when that day happened that he might play with his mind. But look at the class of cricketer that he is. He summed it up pretty well.
I know you probably didn't care who you played in the final, mate, but are you excited at the prospect of getting back at New Zealand after that match at Eden Park?
Oh, yeah, looking forward to it. I can't wait. It's been fantastic for us, to the way that we've played. We still haven't played our perfect game with batters and bowlers. New Zealand have been fantastic. They've won every game over there. It was a great comeback by them last game. Mm. And look, the difference is, you go from New Zealand to Australia, it doesn't swing as much. The ground is massive. And look, they're playing fantastic cricket at the moment, and we're going to have to be at our best to beat them.
Yeah, but I think that's a valid point, mate, that the ground is different than they've been used to in this World Cup. In the backyard, they've all had the smaller grounds and the assistance with the movement through the air.
Yeah, definitely. And look, credit to them. You go over to New Zealand, as a unit, and you expect to win. But a team like that's swinging the ball around early, taking early wickets. And, when BMAC comes out and starts hitting them out of the park, it's quite challenging. But, Yeah, as we do say, it's a different ball game. You know, the MCG, you look at a 90-metre boundary square, straight years, not as small as Eden Park or something, but, you know, you got to, us as a bowling unit really have to target what we would say is that short of a length delivery, because that's going to be the hardest place to hit boundaries over square at MCG.
And Dave, I reckon our mate Brad Haddon needs to go and get his ears checked too, because that delivery last night, which was the edge, Rahane, he just took it, and I think it was Steve Smith, wasn't it, that said, I reckon he edged that.
Yeah, I said to Brad, I say this to him all the time, we've wheeled him out of wheelchaired him out of retirement. Now we've got to put some earplugs into him. He might be going back. But one of those things, they both didn't hear it, and Xavier Doherty from the bench said that he heard it. And yeah. Sometimes, you know, those Tasmanians, you can't really believe them.
Dave, listen, mate, this is the last chat before the final, so all the best. A quick turnaround. I'm sure you'll do the country proud and go and wipe those Kiwis.
Thanks, man. I just want to say happy birthday to my mate Trent McDermott as well. He's turned 46 today, I think.
Oh, okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah, happy birthday, Trent. Good luck,
thanks,
Dave.
Boys. Cheers.
Dave Warner. Good luck to him in the final. Going to be a massive occasion, isn't it? Sunday afternoon at the MCG.